Credit, Whataburger and Burnham, Dahman & Associates, BVR Materials, Lynn College, Coaches Insurance, Helaman General Constructing, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Citizen State Bank, Double D Glass Service, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Elders Buy and Buy, Beetle Trader, Polisky Waterwell Service, Thrivent Financial, La Morella's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Congenera Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Javier, after these words from our sponsors.
Locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
It's 3 a.m. You could be ordering Whataburger, but you're not. You're staring at the ceiling thinking about that one time in 2003 when you told the whole class that your dad was personal friends with George Washington and that he sends you Christmas presents. Wouldn't you rather be eating a honey butter chicken biscuit? Crispy chicken drizzled with sweet honey butter sauce, all wrapped up with a fresh biscuit. And it's available at Whataburger, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Think about breakfast, not George Washington. What a burger.
All right, Javi Jr. here with KWHI Sports, coming to you live from B&PW Park here in Sealy. And today we have Washington County taking on Lee County in Little League All-Stars minor softball action. And it looks like we'll be getting at least pretty close to the scheduled first pitch. First pitch scheduled at 8 o'clock, and it looks like we will just be a couple minutes behind. But right on schedule, you know, these Little League All-Star games sometimes can go a little long, so we've had the benefit of getting this one started on time. Already a little bit of warm-ups going on, as the girls were also warming up during the previous game. And right now, Lee County over in right field having a quick huddle while Washington County has already made their way into the left side dugout. Now, being that they're in the left side dugouts, that means they won the coin toss and they will be the home side. So we've got a sea of green to my left and black and gold to my right. And they will be batting at the bottom of the innings. We're getting ready to get started here. A little bit of wind, but a nice day for some softball. And we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors for some more pregame.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agent. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All righty, back to Sealy, where we're getting ready for Washington County versus Lee County in minor softball action for these Little League All-Stars. At the moment, we have both coaches at home plate with both umpires. They'll be running a two-man crew for the umpire team. So one will be at home plate, and the other one will be in center, right behind second base, and he'll be moving from first base to third base, depending on where the runs are. And I did mention the weather here, good weather, just a little bit windy, so perfect time to get ready for our game time weather update. Right now, a cool 85 degrees in Sealy, nice and sunny as the sun is setting right behind us to the right of right field, behind the right field dugout. Should get as low as 74 degrees. By the time this game's over, it should only get to about the low 80s, though. No chance of rain or anything, and heat index has it feeling just as it says, 85 degrees, and the winds right now 12 miles an hour, pretty steady, and wind gusts up to 21 miles an hour, so definitely plenty of wind here tonight, but the sun should not be a factor as the sun is setting, is already below the level of the shade here, so all of the infield is covered by shade and should not be a factor. Humidity, right about what you'd expect for this area in Texas, 72%. So nice, humid, and cooler day and evening here in Sealy for this softball matchup. And speaking of which, that softball matchup should get ready here in just a second. We'll be back after 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods and Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods and Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
All right, back here to Sealy, where we're getting ready to get things started here, already going with the starting lineups from the announcer. But first, had to give everybody a reminder that this is a little league matchup, and it is a community play, so what it's all about is giving these young girls a nice experience, so feel free to listen, but we do not make any abusive comments or anything like that. They have a zero tolerance policy for that here at BNPW Park, and we're going to get ready here for the starting lineups. As soon as they wrap up here, so the girls right now are giving the umpires a fist bump and everything. Unfortunately, will not be a national anthem for the second game, but they will tell us to play ball. So now getting started with the starting lineups. For Lee County, it's number 18, Macy Summerfield, number 33, Thorin Giannis, number 21, Ollie Carter, number 44, Mabry Schultz, number 9, Skylar Hance, number 5, Kinley Helton, number 6, Carter Matichik, number 7, Maislin Biggs, number 10, Layla Gonzalez, and number 1, Amara Lara, while number 3, Jolie Foskey rounds up the lineup for Lee County. Now getting time for the Washington County starting lineup. Leading things off is Kinsley Hafferkamp, who will also be on the mound to get things started here. Then it's number 1, Finley Youngs, number 11, Tegan Wilson, Number seven, Paisley Umpire, Paisley Meyer. Number 77, Briley Margis. Then it's number 99, Ray Rosenbaum. Followed by number 55, Lily Landaway. Number 88, Stella Church. Number 17, Callie Dismukes. And number 00, Avery Meyer to round up the lineup. And the coaches will be manager Sean Church and coaches G.W. Meyer and Annalise Meyer. And as we get started for the first pitch, we'll be back with that first pitch after a word from our sponsors.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Mr. Winchild in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Winchild prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Winchild crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
All All right, back to Celia, where we're getting started for the first pitch. And leading things off for Lee County was Macy Summerfield, and she's able to get on base, outrunning the throw to first in a quick bang-bang play. And I apologize for the call. Thought it was going to be Kinsley Hafferkamp on the mound, but in the pitcher circle, but it's going to be Tegan Wilson up. And as the pitch comes in from Tegan Wilson, the bunt attempt by Giannis is popped ever so slightly up, and Rosenbaum able to grab that one for an out. A beautiful hustle. Heads-up play by Ray Rosenbaum gets the first out of the inning. Sometimes those bunts just don't go your way, and Rosenbaum able to recognize that and scoop that one out of the air for the first out of the inning. So one out and a runner on first. Up comes Ollie Carter. And it was Thorin Giannis going out for the first out. That'll be a swing and miss from Carter. 0-1. Here comes pitch number two. This one, nice. Knee high on that outside corner. And Tegan Wilson's on fire. 0-2. See if Tegan Wilson can put it away in three pitches here. And she will. Swing and a miss by Ollie Carter on a rising pitch from Tegan Wilson. Gets her to chase one upstairs. And that's a strikeout. That's Tegan Wilson's first strikeout of the evening coming here in the first inning. And that puts two outs on the board for this Washington County Little League All-Stars minor softball squad. And the crowd is loving the performance so far. Here comes pitch number one to Schultz, and that one's going to be a riser that gets her to swing and miss. 0-1 to Schultz. So Mabry Schultz, cleanup hitter for Lee County. All right, Schultz going to get ready for the next one, and this one down low. She'll watch that one go by, but on the passed ball, that's going to put the runner to third after she stole second. So leadoff runner Macy Summerfield steals second base, then gets third on a passed ball. So with a runner on third, two outs, here's Mabry Schultz, and she's choking up on that bat, trying to shorten up that swing and make some good contact here. And she's going to foul this one off right side. So it works to get some contact on it, but just a little bit too far under it slices it right. And before every single attempt, Mabry Schultz making a cross on her chest. So trying to get some blessings on her at-bats. And she'll foul this one right side again. This one a little further as it goes in front of the Lee County dugout.
Come on, Tegan.
But that still leaves two strikes on the board. Tegan Wilson, one pitch away from getting out of this inning. She's done a very good job to get in front of her at bats as far as the count goes so far. This one that Ray Rosenbaum does a great job of getting in front of. It bounces to her left, and she holds up the runner at third, so no damage there. And that now makes it a 1-2 count. Here comes Tegan Wilson with the pitch. This one too far down. We'll make it 2-2.
Come on, Tegan, you got this. Come on, Tegan.
The crowd trying to get behind Tegan Wilson here. Give her the encouragement she needs. She just needs one more strike to get out of this inning. And that would give her a second strikeout. Let's see if she's going to get it. And a swing and a miss there by Schultz gives Tegan Wilson her second strikeout of the inning. And that retires this Lee County side as they leave a runner on third base. And we'll come back for the bottom of the first inning scoreless. And we'll come back for the bottom of the first inning after a word from our sponsors in a scoreless ball game.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
Hey.
Just waiting to get the lawsuit done.
All right, getting back here for the bottom of the first inning. We're getting ready to get things started here. And on the mound for Lee County is going to be number 44, Mabry Schultz. And she's going to get some practice warm-up pitches in right now. And, of course, Washington County always takes their baseball and softball extremely seriously. You want to talk about how seriously? We got a set of four Good Luck Porcelain Ducks sitting here on my table on my right set up. And they call them the Good Luck Ducks here just to make sure that all the superstitions are on their girls' side. You know, I've always called baseball one of the most superstitious sports, and I guess that applies for softball as well. As we get ready here, to lead things off is going to be Kinsley Hafferkamp. And she's getting prepared as Schultz gets warmed up in the pitcher circle. And big shout out, we have a special person in the crowd here today. We're Coach Smith of the junior baseball team for Washington County. They got a big win yesterday, 2-1. So a big shout out to them. And I'm sure Washington County and minor softball looking to do the same here, these little league all-stars. All right, we're getting ready here. Hafferkamp, the left-handed batter, up against the righty Schultz for Lee County. And this one will be down low. Hafferkamp, good eye. Let that one go by. 1-0 quickly. All right, and here comes pitch number two from Schultz. And this one way up high, going to be a wild pitch, making it 2-0 as Hafferkamp jumps ahead of this count early, 2-0. And that's the Washington County dugout making plenty of noise, getting the energy behind their players here. A good leadoff runner would be great for them to get things started here after they held Lee County scoreless in the top of the first. That would be great to make a statement with a quick run here in the bottom of the first. This one, this next pitch is a low one hopper to the catcher. So that'll make it 3-0 now. And Hafferkamp finds herself in a nice situation here as she will likely just take whatever Schultz gives her on this next pitch. And it will be right over the plate, right in the strike zone. Nice pitch there from Schultz to make it 3-1 as she tries to battle back in this at-bat. And now Hafferkamp probably going to get something to swing at here. Let's see what she does. Looking for a big hit. And this one is too high on a rising pitch from Schultz. And that'll give Hafferkamp first base, a leadoff walk for Washington County. And they get a runner on quickly. And up next for Washington County is going to be Finley Youngs. Right-handed batter for Washington County. Here comes the first pitch from Schultz, and that one another rising pitch. Going to make it 1-0, and going to second is Hafferkamp, and she's going to get there, stealing second base. So first stolen base on the first runner for Washington County. Looks like we see how aggressive manager Sean Church is going to be. And on the very next pitch from Schultz, she catches that knee-high inside corner. A little bit of disagreement from the Washington County crowd, but nonetheless, umpire has the best look at it. Says that's a strike, 1-1. Pitch number two going to be fouled right side by Youngs. And Schultz going to get a couple signals from Coach here. Let's see what he's going to have her do on this next pitch. And this one's going to be ripped right to the hand, the glove of the shortstop there for Lee County. And a nice grab by her. That's number 33, Thorin Giannis. As that one was rifled in her direction, she took one step to her left to snag that one out of the air. And that puts one out on the board for Lee County defensively. And here comes the pitcher today for Washington County, Tegan Wilson, up to the plate. We'll get our first pitcher-on-pitcher matchup. All right, and Mabry Schultz getting ready. Here comes pitch number one. And nice one there on that knee-high outside corner from Schultz. 0-1 to Tegan Wilson. And waiting for the second pitch is Tegan Wilson. She rips it right back at Schultz up the middle. Gets right by her. And then coming around third base is Happercap. And that's going to put a run on the board for Washington County. They lead early in the bottom of the first. 1-0. A nice RBI single there from Tegan Wilson. Gets her team ahead here. And she gives herself a lead to work with. And up next is going to be number 7, Paisley Meyer. And she'll get some words of encouragement from manager Sean Church over by third base. And she's ready to get going, right hand, righty against righty here. And on the wild pitch, Tegan Wilson's going to take off her second base and get herself a stolen base. So 1-0 quickly here, and this one. Paisley Meyer pretty on a low pitch pretty much picks that one up off the crown there and gets herself a base hit. Gets to first in the fielder's choice. She sends it to third as Tegan Wilson steals third, and that allows Paisley Meyer to steal second. Now runners on second and third with no outs for with one out for Washington County. They're in prime position. Four stolen bases here in the bottom of the first. And this one outside. It's going to make it 1-0 here as we get our first look at Briley Margis, number 77 for Washington County, right-handed batter. Pitch number 2, a low one, and Margis swings at it and evens up this count 1-1. One out. Lee County in desperate need of some outs here. They got Washington County with two runners in scoring position. On third is Tegan Wilson, ready to score a run after she batted one in. And on second is Paisley Meyer. Nice foul ball there, and that one will fall harmlessly into the street here at BNPW Park. 1-2 count. And Meyer will get ready for the 1-2 and fouls this one back, staying alive. Nice strong swing there, just clipped it off the top of her bat, sends it straight back. Stays alive though. Another opportunity to get herself a hit. Nice base hit here, should score a run. And this one, a rising pitch from Schultz, going to make it 2-2. Evens up the count at 2 now. And this one, a one-hopper, gets past the catcher, Tegan Wilson, thinking about going home, but she'll head back to third, and all the runners will head back to second and third. Paisley Meyer goes back to second, Tegan Wilson to third, and we'll keep them there. Almost a wild enough pitch to score a run, but not quite here for Washington County. Lucky, but not that lucky, at least not yet. And this one absolutely ripped in a right field by Briley Margis. That's going to be a 2 RBI at least double as Vinosha's going to round second, heading to third. And this pitch offline, but it will be good enough to keep Margis at third. So that's a 2 RBI triple for Briley Margis on a ball that she absolutely smoked in the right field. Let's go, Riley! And up comes Raylan Rosenbaum, number 99. Still only one out for Washington County. They've already put up three runs in this bottom of the first. Good way to set the tone and respond here. After holding Lee County scoreless in the top of the first, they're coming up big in the bottom. And Rosenbaum's going to step off for a couple practice swings, and she's ready to go again. And pitch up high comes off the foul, and that's going to be wild enough to score a run. Coming in is Briley Margis, and that's now 4-0 for Washington County. Big, big advantage here in the bottom of the first. And now this is a tournament that in pool play we saw some crazy, crazy stuff. I believe it was Sealy, the host team, that actually scored 32 runs in three innings in the first day of play here. So you have to play three innings before any run rule can come into effect. But for now, we'll have a quick conference on in the pitcher's circle between Schultz and manager Schultz for Lee County. So a little pitcher and coach heart-to-heart. Just them two over there. And sure, he's not going to take her out just yet. It's only the bottom first. So just having a conversation with her. One out, 2-0 count here to Rosenbaum, and there we go. Looks like that talk did Schultz some good as she puts this one knee high on that outside corner, 2-1 count. And next one, Rosenbaum fouls right side, and that one will go all the way to the street. Hit with plenty of power. Just a little bit late on it, pushes it too far right. And this one down low. Got ourselves a 3-2 count. Full count now to Rosenbaum. And she rips one into the center field. And that may get her double, but she's going to hold up at first. Oh, and as the pitch, as the throw gets away, she's going to slide into second and take second base. So we'll call that a double. Oh, but we run down situation here, and she's going to get tagged out at third. Coach was telling her to head to third, so she was just listening to coach there. But the hesitation, unfortunately, causes the tag. Just a little miscommunication between Rosenbaum and manager Sean Church. But when you're up four runs, it is what it is. So up 4-0, 2 outs on the board. Here comes Lily Landaway. And first one, Landaway will take for a strike, 0-1. Very next one's going to be fouled left side. So very quickly here, Schultz, the pitcher, ahead of this count, 0-2. See if she can take advantage of it. Not a common situation so far here in the bottom of the first. And a wild pitch on the next one gets past the catcher. That's going to make it a 1-2 count. Landaway's going to get set again and make contact this time, but fouls it right side. First one fouled left. This one fouled right. Stays alive, 1-2. Two outs. Schultz and this Lee County side just needs one more out to get out of this inning. Already having allowed 4 runs. They're looking to stop the bleeding. Here comes the pitch, and this one up high, well upstairs there. No problem for Landaway to look that one in.
Come on, Lil. You got this.
2-2 count now. So deuces are wild, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. See if Landaway can make something happen of this at bat, and she fouls this one left side. Just a hair early there, almost gets that one to go down the third baseline. And it looks like we're getting one of those 20-mile-an-hour gusts right now. Feels pretty nice with the humidity. And this one, nice, right between the second and third base hole. Landaway gets herself a single.
Come on, Stella.
And these Washington County girls are getting a hold of these balls and hitting them with plenty of power. Catching them sweetly right down the middle of the bat and getting plenty of distance on them. That one, a hard hit line drive that got all the way into left field, but got over there in such a hurry that it was only a single, so a hard hit single for Landaway.
Come on, Stella, babe, you got this.
So with two outs, here comes Stella Church. 1-0 count here as she takes the first one down low. Next pitch is going to be popped up foul. And almost a play to be made there by the catcher, Helton. But that one will slide off the fence, so not playable. 1-1 count.
Come on, Stella, you got this.
And this one, a one hopper, gets to the catcher and makes it a 2-1 count. Next one, a swing and miss from Stella Church.
Hey, Stella, you got this. Keep your head in it, babe.
That was definitely one to swing at there, but unfortunately not able to make contact. That'll even up the count at two, and deuces are wild again. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. Here comes the next pitch to Schultz. This one, a one-hopper, going to make it a full count, 3-2. Steal in second base is Landaway, so she'll get into scoring position. A nice throw there by a catcher, but just not in time.
Come on, Stella, you got this, babe.
And believe it or not, that now makes it five stolen bases here for Washington County in the bottom of the first. Manager Church being plenty aggressive. And on the very next one, Schultz puts it in the strike zone to get the third strike for her first strikeout, striking out Stella Church. That puts an end to the bottom of the first and stops the bleeding for Lee County. 4-0 in favor of Washington County as we go to the top of the second after a word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
All right, back here to Sealy. We're getting ready for the top of the second inning at BNPW Park. Little League All-Star action for minor softball between Washington County and Lee County. And a huge bottom of the first inning for Washington County. 4 runs scored, 4-0 as they lead here. And they'll have a quick conference in the pitcher's circle and get ready to get started here. Coming up to bat should be Skylar Hance, number 9 for Lee County. And as the sun goes down, the humidity is going up, and the mosquitoes are coming out. So, of course, a common sight here in this area of Texas as we have plenty of humidity for the mosquitoes to hang out. We're getting those big old Texas-sized mosquitoes as coming out to watch the ball game here. And getting ready to get going here. Manager Schultz will take his position at third base. And here comes the first pitch from Tegan Wilson to kick off the top of the second. And on the very first one, puts one off the thigh of Hance there. So a hit by pitch will give Lee County a leadoff runner here. And after her will be Kinley Helton, number 5 for Lee County. And here comes the first pitch from Tegan Wilson. Her, and she's going to show bunt, and she's going to bunt this one back. Of course, the last time we saw Lee County try to bunt went in the favor of Washington County as it was a soft bump that got a bunt that got about 2 feet in the air, and Rosenbaum able to scoop it. So Rosenbaum's going to be looking for that again. But this one fouled far back enough that it's no danger for Lee County. And we'll get the next pitch here. This one a one-hopper, and Rosenbaum is going to let... And that one a wild pitch that gets past Rosenbaum at catcher position, and that's going to give Lee County second base, puts a runner in scoring position for them with no outs. And we'll get ready here for pitch number three. Throwing bunt again, lays this one down, but it goes foul. A nice hustle there from Helton. She sprinted right down the line to first base, not taking any chances. But that one does go foul, so that'll put two strikes on the board. We got ourselves a 1-2 count. Runner on second, no outs for Lee County. Comes the next one, and fouled back by Helton on a good swing there. Just a hair under it. And the laces came untied there, so she'll get her laces tied back up. And we'll give her a second to do so. Got to go with the double knot here. All right, and she's all laced up again here, and we'll get started going. Here comes the next pitch from Tegan Wilson. This one fouled right side. That one off the fence, and Hafferkamp trying to make a play on it still. Good hustle by Hafferkamp there. And that'll keep it a 1-2 count here. Tegan Wilson, one strike away from a strikeout here. Let's see what she can get, and a foul right side again. And Kinley Helton is battling in this at-bat. Said, if Wilson wants a strikeout, Helton's not going to make it easy, I'll tell you that much. Comes the next one, and this one down low, and on the very next pitch, Tegan Wilson gets her strikeout. That's her third of the day here in the top of the second inning, and puts the first out on the board in this inning. And up comes Carter Maticek. And an interesting helmet for her. She's got a tie-dye helmet. So very 60s and 70s of her. And here she'll show bunt. And this one down low. 1-1 count. As she fouled the first one off. So still a runner on second. One ball, one strike, one out. And the very next pitch, Tegan Wilson puts a nice one there, knee high on that outside corner, and makes it a 1-2 count. And that puts her one strikeout away from her fourth strikeout. One strike away from her fourth strikeout of the game. Let's see if she can get it here. She's got two strikes on the board already, and trying to get Maticek to chase one upstairs there. That will not work, so it'll make it a 2-2 count now.
Come on, Tegan, you got this, babe.
Yeah, somber feeling here as we're waiting to get some action here. But great job by Washington County holding Lee County scoreless. And this one will be a swing and looked like a miss, but umpire says that Maticek did foul it off. So that'll keep it at two strikes, 2-2. And Maticek will scoot inside on the batter's box down in the bottom right corner. So she's as far in and as far back as she can, and she'll take a one-hopper off the ankle here, and that'll give Lee County another runner. So now that puts runners on first and second for Lee County with only one out. Looks like they may have some offense going here in the top of the second. Up to bat's going to be number seven, Macy Lynn Biggs. She's going to show bunt here, and that one too low for a bunt. But umpire's going to say that one did catch that knee-high inside corner, so a beautiful pitch there from Tegan Wilson. Puts her ahead of this count 0-1. Big steps out of the box, but steps right back in. And she's ready to go again. See if she shows bunt one more time, and she won't. She'll take a swing, but unfortunately it will be a miss for Biggs. And now it's 0-2. So Tegan Wilson well ahead of this one. And that will make Biggs choke up on the bat, and she puts a swinging bunt down right in front of Tegan Wilson, and she flips it to first. That puts two outs on the board. Great hustle there by Tegan Wilson to see that ball come up short. She hustles up, picks it up, throws it to first, and gets the out with number 13, Kinsley Hafferkamp, stepping on first base. That makes it two outs, and now Washington County one out away from leaving two runners on stranded for Lee County. And up to bat will be number 10, Layla Gonzalez. And on that throw to first, that meant that the runners were able to advance to second and third. So now Lee County does have two runners in scoring position with two outs. They only have one out to work with here to try to drive them in. And Coach Schultz knows that, of course, over in third base. So he'll have a conversation with Gonzalez before she steps into the batter's box. And now she's ready. So here comes the pitch from Wilson. This one fouled right side. Rosenbaum's alert to it. Catches it off the fence. Just getting a little practice there. Showing off the hustle. Here comes the next pitch. This one fouled straight back. 0-2. Nice pitch there by Wilson. O-2 count. Wilson is one pitch away from getting out of this inning, leaving two Lee County runners stranded. Oh, and she's going to get a hit by pitch on Gonzalez. Takes that one off. Look like the shin or the calf of Gonzalez. And she's limping over. They're going to make sure she's okay. That one is came in there pretty hot and caught her right on the shin there. So they'll check up on her, and we'll take a quick break while we make sure she's okay.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities, the Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, as we come back here, thankfully Layla Gonzalez seems to be okay. She's on first base, limped over, just caught one off the shin there, so hopefully she's feeling all right, and we'll get going here. Bases loaded, though, now for Lee County. Mara Lara up to bat. And catch up on the count. It's now 1-1 after Tegan Wilson puts one inside, too far inside out of the strike zone. So Amara Lara in a position to come up big for her team here. Got bases loaded with two outs, so working with their last out here. And Tegan Wilson does a nice job there to make it 1-2. So even though it is a tough situation with bases loaded, Tegan Wilson is one pitch away from getting out of it. And a swing and miss there by Lara is going to give Tegan Wilson her fourth strikeout and gets Washington County out of this inning, leaving the bases loaded for Lee County. And that keeps the score 4-0 in favor of Washington County as we go to the bottom of the second after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Alrighty, back here to Sealy, where it's a four-run ball game in favor of Washington County. And right now we're getting some warm-up pitches from Schultz, who's hoping to have a better inning here in the bottom of the second. Did allow four runs to be scored from Washington County here in this defense. So they'll be looking for a shutout inning here to be able to respond in the top of the third. But Washington County, on the other hand, will be looking to add some more runs here. And to try to do so, leading things off is number 17, Callie Dismukes, left-handed batter for Washington County. And with the warm-ups being over, we're ready to get started here. Here comes pitch number one. This one up high. Dismukes has to duck under that one. So 1-0 count on the wild pitch. All right, and Callie will get ready here again, as will Schultz, and pick up the pace here, and a nice pitch there by Schultz on that upper outside corner. 1-1 count. Here comes the next one, and it's a quick pitch there from Schultz, and this was a one-hopper to the catcher, 2-1 count. And Schultz looking to pick up the pace on her pitches here, and she's already getting ready to wind up for the next one. Here's the next one, and that one also a one-hopper. 2-1 as she falls behind on the count. Started off on the right foot 0-1, but now with two straight balls, it makes it 2-1. And a good eye there from Callie Dismukes. Here's the next one. Almost identically, it's down low. And Dismukes will head to first base. As, no, there was, he did not call that one a strike. It was four balls in a row to get started here from Schultz. So that's a four-pitch walk to lead things off here for Washington County. And that'll take us back. And that'll take us to number 00, Avery Meyer, to round off the lineup. And first one she'll take for a strike, 0-1. And she'll prepare for pitch number two. Here it comes. And that one down low. But going on the pitch is Callie Dismukes, and she'll get herself a stolen base. And that is now a half dozen stolen bases for Washington County already. Manager Sean Church not holding back, staying plenty aggressive here, sending runners as much as he can. And this one on an inside pitch gets off the glove of the catcher and will allow Callie Dismukes to get to third base. And she was already going, so we'll call that one a stolen base. So consecutive stolen bases there. Sean Church sends her twice. And this one up high from Schultz makes it 2-2 to Meyer. And Avery Meyer getting set here and showing good discipline here. 2-2. see what we'll get on this next one from Schultz. And this one up into the upper part of the strike zone. Got ourselves a... over the strike zone, says the umpire. So that'll make it a full count to Avery Meyer. And gets it on the next one, does Schultz. A nice pitch there up in the strike zone. Gives her a strikeout here, her second of the day. And now it'll take us to the top of the order for Washington County. Up comes Kinsley Hafferkamp. And out comes manager Schultz to have a quick conversation with his pitcher. And while they have a quick conference in the pitcher's circle, and Hafferkamp going to have a talk with her coach, we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as the favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
All right, as we get started here to catch things up, it's a 1-1 count to Hafferkamp. We're back to the top of the order. Only one out on the board, so one ball, one strike, one out. And the very next pitch by Schultz going to be down low for another ball, 2-1. And Washington County in good position to get another run here, already leading 4-0. They have Callie Dismukes on third base with only one out. And this a wild pitch that goes right off the backstop and right into the glove of the catcher. A little lucky break there for Lee County. Lucky bounce. You know what they say, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And on the very next play, the very next pitch, Schultz makes up... capitalizes on it and puts a strike on that knee-high outside corner, making it to fill up the count against Hafferkamp. So Schultz is one pitch away from putting a second out on the board, and she's going to skip this one to the catcher. Actually goes over the glove of the catcher, so wild pitch, but not wild enough, and rounding second base is going to go Hafferkamp. So it looked like a walk and then a steal there for Hafferkamp. And now we'll get Finley Youngs up, and she's going to put a hard bouncer over to the first base, and that one is going to be stepped on first for the out at first. So puts two outs on the board, but coming around to score is Callie Dismukes. And now it's 5-0 in favor of Washington County. So with the 5-run lead, here comes Tegan Wilson. 2 outs on the board, and she has a runner on third. And this one inside almost hits her on the thigh and gets another base for Washington County, but she steps away right in time to get out of the way. So with the 5-run lead, this one down low, a one hopper to Tegan Wilson. Gets to the catcher, no wild pitch this time.
Yeah. You're welcome.
But that will make it 1-0. And runner on third base is Hafferkamp, and this throw by the catcher offline allows Hafferkamp to come in, and just a miscommunication there between catcher and pitcher allows for another run for Washington County. 6-run lead here. So Washington County keeping their foot on the gas. Two outs. Tegan Wilson, that's no longer anybody on the base, but she puts a hard chopper over to Giannis at shortstop, who is unable to get the grip on, get a good grip on the ball, and the throw will not be in time to first, so Tegan Wilson will get herself a base as she reaches on the error. So with two outs, Washington County has another runner on. It's Tegan Wilson over on first base, and we're going to get a courtesy runner for her. It's number one, Finley Youngs. And here comes Paisley Meyer up to bat. And she'll foul this one back. 0-1. Nice contact there. Just got under it just a little too much. Fouls it back for an 0-1 count. But Schultz jumps ahead of the count here. And she is in need of one more out to get out of this inning. And she a soft ground ball there by Paisley Meyer. Rolls over to first base. And then Lee County able to gather, step on the bag, and get the third out of the inning, retiring the side and stopping the bleeding at 6-0. So Washington County able to put up another 2 runs there. And we'll go to the top of the third inning after a word from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mason Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine in on and off the field.
See if they have it on Game Changer. All right, as we get started back up here in Sealy, getting ready for the top of the third inning at BNPW Park. It's Washington County taking on Lee County in Little League All-Star Minor Softball action. And at the moment, it's a 6-run lead for Washington County as they have done a great job. 4 runs in the bottom of the first and 2 runs to add to it in the bottom of the second. So they're keeping the runs coming steady here. And as we get ready here, Tegan Wilson still in the pitcher circle. And she'll be batting to Jolie Foskey to lead things off here. Jolie Foskey's ready to go, and so is Tegan Wilson. Here's the first pitch. This one down low will get go between the legs of Rosenbaum, and now make it 1-0. Tegan Wilson just needs to elevate that pitch a little bit, and it'll be a beautiful strike. And this one behind the batter there. Foskey has to step forward to avoid the pitch. 2-0 count. So with the 2-0, here comes Tegan Wilson. And this one outside will make it 3-0 as Wilson falls behind the count here. And Foskey in good position to get herself a base. So let's see if Lee County... Let's see if Lee County can put some runner, could put a runner on with Foskey, or will Tegan Wilson battle back here. And she's on her way to do that with a nice pitch up in the strike zone, 3-1. Freezes Foskey. And now Foskey will choke up on the bat, trying to get a runner on for her team. Here comes Tegan Wilson, and right back in this at bat. Fills up the count with 2 consecutive strikes. But Foskey takes off running to first base, and we'll have some clarification here from the umpire. Should be a full count here.
That was a strike.
But looks like the umpire says... So either this was a fourth ball for a walk, or it was a second strike for a full count. But it looks like it's going to be a ball called by the umpire, so that's going to be a leadoff walk for Foskey. That's where the confusion was. One coach thought it was a strikeout, or it was a strike, and the other thought it was a ball. So now that we got things cleared up, it's Foskey over on first base, and that'll take us to the top of the order, number 18, Macy Summerfield. Ooh. So you get ready here. She's got a runner on first with no out, so good situation for her to help out her team here. So far, Lee County has already left four runners on base. They'll look to end that trend here in this inning. And nice hit there by Summerfield. Rips one right down the middle. But needing to beat the throw is Foskey, and she does just that. She slides into second right in time, and that puts runners on first and second. A nice single there by Summerfield. And Lee County is in action with runners on first and second. No outs. Up comes Thor and Giannis as they're also in the top of their order here. The leadoff hitter to start the game was Macy Summerfield, so she's the first hitter. And here comes hitter number two in the order, Thor and Giannis. So an ideal situation in an ideal position. And Giannis looking to bunt this one, but it goes back. And remember, Giannis is the one that bunted it, and it came off the top of her bat, and Rosenbaum with a nice heads-up play was able to get the out and tries a bunt there again despite her last experience with it. Let's see if she tries again. She'll try again, and this one goes straight down, but umpire's going to say that that one went back first. So the confusion with that one is that they, when it was bunted down, it hit the home plate first, or behind home plate, and then skipped forward into play. So being that it hit home, right behind home plate first, that makes it a foul ball and makes it an 0-2 count to Giannis. Here's the 0-2, and that one up high, says the umpire, just a hair too high. 1-2 count. There's no outs, down six runs with two runners on. Lee County needs more runners badly here. And they're in good position to do so with no outs. Here comes the pitch to Giannis. And this one on that upper outside corner will give Tegan Wilson a strikeout and puts an out on the board for Washington County defensively. And that is Tegan Wilson's fifth strikeout of the night. And up comes Ollie Carter. And she'll show bunt. This one goes well into the strike zone, so no danger there. 1-0. And runners on first and second. Washington County is looking to leave runners stranded again. They've done so in both innings so far. So they've been good defensively, playing bend but don't break defense. And this one down under is going to be a wild pitch. And that advances the runners both into scoring position now at second and third. So to third goes Jolie Foskey, and on second now is Macy Summerfield.
Hey, Ray, be a wall, babe.
With one out, Ollie Carter in position to come up big for her team here. This one, a pitch inside. Got ourselves a 3-0 count here as Wilson falls behind this one, but we saw her battle back in that last one. She's got an opportunity to fight back in this at-bat. Comes this one up high. That'll be a fourth pitch and a walk, and that loads the bases for Lee County. But last time we saw this situation for Lee County, they had bases loaded with two outs, and Washington County came up big to get out of that inning to hold them scoreless. Let's see if they can bottle up some of that magic again and leave the bases loaded and three runners stranded for Lee County. Up comes the cleanup hitter, Mabry Schultz, and she rips this one left side. Can they make the catch? That one will fall in fair. That one lifts up chalk. That's about as close as it can get. That hit by Mabry Schultz came up with some eyes on it down the third base line in left field, And that will start the scoring for Lee County as they end the shutout 6-1. So after the run scores on the RBI single by Mabry Schultz, bases stay loaded, still only one out, and up comes number 9, Skylar Hance. Here's the pitch, this one down low, but a swing and miss from Hance to put an 0-1 count on the board for Wilson. And so after a quick break by the batter Hance, here's the pitch from Wilson, and a nice one there, upper outside corner on a rising pitch. Catches that corner beautifully, and now she's well ahead of this count, 0-2. And Wilson in good position for another strikeout. She's going to get this one in the strike zone, but fouled right side by Hance. She'll stay alive, keeping it 0-2. Again, a tough situation here. Three runners on, bases loaded for Lee County. Only one out. But Washington County has been in this position tonight, and they've gotten out of it beautifully. They'll be looking to do so again. And this one, a one-hopper from Wilson to her catcher Rosenbaum will make it 1-2. And this one also a ball. Good eye there by Hance of Lee County. Let that one go by 2-2. This one does get away from Rosenbaum, but not far enough to score any runs. So it'll stay 6-1 here. Yeah! And a nice pitch there from Wilson in the bottom end of the strike zone. Catches the batter looking, and Hance strikes out, and that'll put two outs on the board with bases loaded. And now Wilson with a half dozen strikeouts needs one more to get out of another bases loaded situation. And up comes Kinley Hilton, and Hilton's going to put this one right down the third baseline, and a fumble there, but able to recover in time and step on third base is Riley Marges. And Washington County leaves the runners stranded, bases loaded, left by Lee County. And that's going to put an end to the inning, but Lee County able to put a run up on the board. Now we got a 6-1 ball game, 5-run lead for Washington County as we go to the bottom of the third after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Alrighty, getting started here. It's in Sealy. It's Washington County getting back ready to get to the batter's box. And 6-1 ball game. They did allow a run to come in from Lee County in that third, in the top of the third. But they'll be looking in the bottom of the third to add some more runs and extend this lead that was chipped into a little bit there by Lee County. Staying in the pitcher's circle is Schultz. And she'll take a few warm-up pitches. And up to bat and on deck is Briley Margis. So she'll lead things off here in the bottom of the third. And while we wait for things to get started, just take a look at some of the other scores going around in the area for Washington County. In Washington County Major Boys Baseball, they get the win in the elimination round of their tournament, 6-3 over Hempstead. So they eliminated Hempstead and keep their hopes alive in the tournament. And right now, live, it's Seeley leading Washington County Major Baseball. And that game going on right now, 9-6 in the top of the fifth. So hopefully Washington County can pull that one out. But back to this one, 6-1 ball game in favor of Washington County. First pitch here by Schultz, going to be a ball 1-0. And off the 1-0, here comes the next pitch. This one outside, 2-0. So Schultz just struggling a little bit to find the strike zone here tonight. And this one will be down low to make 3-0 count as Briley Margis gets well ahead of this count. And this one will go off the backstop for another ball. And that'll be a leadoff walk for Briley Margis to get things going in the bottom of the third inning for Washington County. And plenty of love there for Ray Rosenbaum as number 99 comes up to the plate. And she came up huge last time, and these hitters have all been on fire tonight for the Washington County Little League All-Stars. They'll be looking to keep that going, and this one a hard ground ball by Ray Rosenbaum, and that's going to be a nice single for her. So now runners on first and second after the leadoff walk. And Ray Rosenbaum gets herself a single. And no outs. Runners on first and second. Here comes... here comes Lily Landaway. And as it becomes more nighttime here, there's plenty of... there's more and more bugs coming out as we're the only light in the area. And you know how these bugs love to be around the light. And this one right down the third baseline by Landaway. But smart too, it is Lee County as they take a hold of that one and step on the bag to put an out on the board.
Come on, Stella!
Landaway gets the first on the fielder's choice, but that does put an out on the board. Keeps runners on first and second for Washington County. And here comes Stella Church. Two runners on and only one out. Ooh. And a little miscommunication there as Stella Church was still getting ready. Schultz came in with a fast pitch. And too early from Schultz there. We'll reset here. And here's this one well inside, 1-0. As Stella Church has to get out of the way of that one. Stella Church going with the Barbie pink gloves. A very popular choice of color here tonight. This one up high will make it 2-0 to Church. And manager Church over there at third base giving her some pointers to get a little bit deeper in the box here. And this one, a wild pitch that gets past the catcher, is going to advance runners to second and third. So now the situation improves for Washington County. Only one out. Stella Church up to bat and two runners in scoring position. Over in third is Ray Rosenbaum. And at second is... oh, I'm sorry. At third is, yeah, Ray Rosenbaum. And at second is Lily Landaway. And this one ripped right field. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. That'll score one run, possibly two as it goes into the corner. And that will score two as coming in to score is Landaway. And that's a two RBI triple. Great batting there by Stella Church. And manager Church will give her a nice hit, a tap on the head and a congratulations. That is actually the second two RBI triple we've had here tonight by Washington County. So the bats are alive and having the runs pour in here. 8-1 in favor of Washington County. And up comes number 17, Callie Dismukes. And still a runner on third, so good position to add another run. And this one, a pitch that goes past the catcher there. will make it a 1-0 count. And Callie Dismukes looking for an RBI of her own. She get a good solid hit here that will score a run. But Schultz not going to make it easier on her. Puts one on that knee-high outside corner for a strike to even up the count at one. So one ball, one strike, one out. One runner on for Washington County at third base is Stella Church. And another strike there by Schultz. And she starts to find the strike zone here. Two strikes, here it is, and this one fouled left side by Callie Dismukes. Good job to make contact there, just gets over it just a smidge, hits it off the bottom of the bat. She'll step off for a couple practice swings, and she's ready to go. Gives a couple taps on the home plate, and this one down low will make it a full count, 3-2. So full count to Dismukes. See, will it be a walk, put runners on the corners, or will Schultz get out of this at-bat with an out? Here's the pitch from Schultz, and a nice one right down the third baseline from Dismukes. Can she outrun the throw? Looks like she did there. And the call from the umpire is no. The throw was in time, and that puts a second out on the board defensively for Lee County. But in to score is Washington County, making it 9-1. Stella Church gets herself not only two RBIs on a triple, but gets herself a run, too. So now the score, 9-1 for Washington County, and up to bat is 00 Avery Meyer. Two outs on the board and nobody on. A 2-0 count here. This will make it 3-0 with a pitch up and outside. So Avery Meyer well ahead in a good position to give Washington County some more runners. It's not over to get that third out, so two outs still, plenty of time to make something happen. And Avery Meyer will take first base on a walk. So with two outs, Washington County gets another runner on. And up back to the top of the order, here comes Kinsley Hafferkamp. But a couple questions from coach there for the umpires. Quick clarification, and we're ready to get back going. Nine runs to one. 8-run lead for Washington County. Back to the top of the order. They have a runner on with two outs. So working with their last out. And on this pitch, Avery Meyer is going to be able to steal second base there. Another stolen base for Washington County. That puts them up to 9 now. And manager Church just keeps sending them at will. And this pitch up high will even things up at one. And stealing third base is Avery Meyer there. And she gets called safe on third. And what an effort there by 00 Meyer. And that'll get a high five from coach. And this one down low. And another stolen base. That makes it now double-digit stolen bases for Washington County after that one. And on the wild pitch there that the catcher did a good job of blocking. She's going to run out to third base and make sure that Avery Meyer is not thinking of stealing home. Because the way she stole third, she's got the wheels to do it. And this one, a walk and a wild pitch. Here comes Avery Meyer! And she's safe! So not only does she steal second, she steals third. And then the audacity to steal home scores another run for Washington County. 10-1 here for Washington County on a stolen home base. And you can say that was a wild pitch, but I think she was already going. So we'll give her the stolen base. She earned it.
All right, Finley.
All right, and here comes Hafferkamp as she gets to first base on a walk. And here comes Finley Youngs. with two outs and a runner on first. Would not be surprised if manager Church tries to go for some more stolen bases here. No need to take your foot off the gas. And this one going to be a hit by pitch for Finley Young. She takes one off the shin there and trying to tough it out there. She'll try to limp over to first base, but might be a little bit too much pain. That's, you got to feel for her there. Those hurt when they come off the shin there. So saw one earlier for Layla Gonzalez of Lee County, and this time it's Finley Young taking one off the shin. And we're going to get a pitching change here for Lee County, so we'll be back after a word from our sponsors to get the pitching change in.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
All right, as we get started here, there's a pitching change coming. We've got a pitching change coming in. It's number 18, Macy Summerfield for Lee County, as she gets warmed up to face Tegan Wilson. And so far, it's a 10-1 in favor of Washington County. They have a runner on and already scored two out runs. And it was a huge hit here earlier by Stella Church, who gets a two RBI triple in this inning that started off the scoring. And they've added more after that. Four runs so far for Washington County in this one. And another impressive feat in this inning was a number 00. Avery Meyer steals home base to make it 10 runs. So 10-1. We'll get started here. Here comes Tegan Wilson with two outs, looking to come up big and keep the scoring coming for Washington County as they're one run away from a 10-run lead. And so we'll get set here. Here comes first pitch by Summerfield. That one's going to be way up high. That one going to allow the runners to advance. Hafferkamp gets to third. And Finley Youngs get to second. So now two runners in scoring position for Tegan Wilson. And she's shown plenty of power in her bat. So if she can get another hit here. And this one, a wild pitch. Holding off there, Finley Youngs has to get back to second. And hesitating as the catcher. Helton not sure where to go with that one. So it'll allow Finley Youngs to get back in time. But almost a disaster there for Washington County. Miscommunication, as Hafferkamp decides not to go home on the wild pitch, which smartly so, she would have been tagged out. But then Finley Youngs hesitating to get back to second. And here another wild pitch will make it a 3-0 count. So still runners on second and third as they avoid a miscommunication there. And this one ripped right up the middle. That'll get all the way to center field. That should score two runs here. And now coming around is Finley Youngs, and she will score. Not bothered by that hit by pitch at all. She gets a run. So does Hafferkamp. And that makes it 12-1 in favor of Washington County as they have poured it on here in the bottom of the third inning. So Tegan Wilson gets herself a 2-RBI single. And this one will be fouled off. Up to bat is Paisley Meyer. So we'll get started with an 0-1 count from Summerfield. And we're ready to get going again. 0-1 pitch from Summerfield. This will rip left side and just a hair early there from Meyer. She was a little later on that one. That would have been a huge rip in left field as she made great contact, got a hold of that pitch very well. Just a little early, pulls it left. Comes next pitch to Paisley Meyer, and she almost identically here puts it left side. Plenty of great contact there, just a little early. Fouls it left side, and that makes it now 0-2. But 0-2 with some solid contact. She can tweak the timing a little bit. She'll get herself a hit. And she does exactly that. Rips it into left field, and that will go all the way to the fence. Coming around second is Tegan Wilson. She's rounding third, coming home, and she will score. And that now makes it 13 runs for Washington County. Tegan Wilson, a one RBI triple. And that's the second triple of the inning for Washington County, the first being by Stella Church. And 7 runs so far in this inning, with about 4 of them coming with 2 outs. And here comes Briley Margis. And Briley Margis will watch this one get over the head of the catcher there on a wild pitch. And two-oh count here to Margis. She's got a runner on third in Paisley Meyer. And now a 3-0 count. So Margis in a good position, just needs to take whatever the catcher gives her here. As long as she doesn't put it in the strike zone, she'll get herself a walk and a base here for and a runner for Washington County. Here comes the pitch, and that one up high should give her a walk, and that'll be just that for Briley Margis. Runners on the corners now for Washington County with 2 outs. Up comes Landaway. So with that, we've now made it.
Okay, Ray, be smart, babe.
Actually, it's a Ray Rosenbaum. It was Landaway coming out, but almost batting out of order there. And so Ray Rosenbaum comes up. And this one on the pitch down low, a wild pitch. It goes off the backstop, a lucky bounce there for Lee County, and that'll prevent a run from coming in, but does allow Briley Margis to get the second. Runners on second and third, 2 in scoring position for Lee County. Got ourselves a laces situation. Ray Rosenbaum going to tighten them up. And we're good to go again. So 13-1, Washington County, 1-0 count to Rosenbaum. 2 outs, runners on second and third. And this one down low again will make it 2-0. Already 1 walk for Summerfield. Should be looking to avoid another. But not off to a great start. 2-0, here comes the next one. This one up high will make it 3-0. Ray Rosenbaum in a great situation here. 3-0, runners on second and third. A walk to her will load the bases for Washington County and keep the action coming for them. And this one will be a one-hopper that skips off the back of her ankle. She'll take that. Either way, it was going to be a walk, so that loads the bases for Washington County. So they have come up clutch in this inning with 2 outs, doing most of the damage with 2 outs in this inning. Of course, statistically in softball and baseball, most runs scored with 2 outs. And here comes Lily Landaway. As we've now made it all the way through the lineup in this inning, plus 2. So this is the 12th batter of the inning. And Landaway chasing one upstairs, rips it foul ball. She just wants a hit there. That one a high pitch, but she wanted to swing at something. And she gets a hold of it, but rips it left side for a foul ball, 0-1. Landaway doesn't want to run with the walk. She wants a hit for a run. And this one down low will make it 1-1. And coming in is going to be Paisley Meyer for the score on the wild pitch. And that should be a 1-1 count now to Landaway, and another run for Washington County, 14-1. And you can see the pitcher Summerfield taking a peek at the scoreboard there. This one down low will make it 2-1. And still runners on second and third, so a hit will score another run here. Or another wild pitch, either or. And Landaway roofs this one left field. That'll stay fair. Scoring! Scoring is Morgis, and coming around third to score is Rosenbaum for another run. And that should make it 17-1. But only, they will only count the one run as at a 15 run. That activates the run rule. 16 runs to one, the victory for Washington County. And that's the ball game. We'll be back for some post game after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
County. So the defense playing bend but don't break. And then coming through was the bats, as in that bottom of the third inning, they came out with seven runs with two outs on the board. So refusing to quit and refusing to die out, they did great there. And on top of that, very impressively, stealing bases at will was Washington County. So they get the victory. That's the ball game. And we'll be back with some more post game after a word from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree, or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Back here to Sealy, where we just wrapped up the ball game, and again, Washington County getting a huge dominant victory, 16 runs to 1 over Lee County, and they advanced in the tournament. As today was the first day of tournament play after pool play concluded yesterday, and so they get a big victory there, and they'll be advancing as Lee County gets pushed over into the elimination bracket. So their hopes not over yet. But Washington County will stay in the winner's bracket. And plenty of smiling faces on the Washington County side. And as I mentioned before the game, the moms set up a pair of two pairs of rubber ducks that are not rubber ducks, porcelain ducks that they called their lucky duckies. So it looks like those ducks came through for them in a big way, giving some luck to the team. And they win 16 runs to 1. And a good victory for the girls, as of course the most important thing in these little league matchups is to learn the game and learn how it's played. And they did so very well, turning in great plays, knowing when to steal bases, and just working on the fundamentals of the game. And most importantly, having a great time out there. So plenty of smiling faces, and we'll be back for some more post game after a word from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over. Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, back here to Sealy, where Washington County Little League All-Stars for minor softball just got themselves a big victory. And just to take a look at some of the other action going on for Washington County, right now in the elimination bracket of the major baseball, Washington County at the moment is down 10 runs to 6 to Sealy, but They have bases loaded, and as we speak, they just scored another run. So now it's 10-7, the only one out and the bases loaded. They still have life over there, so stay tuned for that. We'll have the updated score of how that one went tomorrow morning. Just listen to the sports or keep track on the KWHI website. So in other action around the area, it was... And that's the only game Washington County is playing today as far as that goes. Plenty of other games going on, but Washington County has advanced in most of the other tournaments where they have a bye today. And today was Washington County probably securing a bye for themselves in this tournament as they won 16-1 over Lee County. Lee County goes down to the elimination bracket, and Washington County will stay in the winner's bracket. And we have plenty of smiling faces. Everybody's having a good time after this big ball game. But, of course, like I always say, it's always a little easier to smile when you get the victory. And Washington County does so tonight here in Sealy for Little League All-Star action in minor softball. We'll be back with the post-game wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Everybody. All righty, back here to Sealy one last time where it's time for the post-game wrap-up. Tonight it's Washington County beating Lee County 16-1 via run rule in dominant fashion as part of the Little League All-Stars Minor Softball Tournament. That tournament started today after pool play ended yesterday, and so far Washington County undefeated moves on in the winner's bracket. And that's the ball game. My name's Javi Jr. signing off, and I'll catch you next time.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bill's Supermarket in Sealy and at all Lowe's supermarkets.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebell Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
This broadcast was brought to you by Woodman Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Fulman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, DVR Materials, Lynn College, Coaches Insurance, Helaman General Constructing, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Service, K&H Portable Toilet, La Roche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Burnham, Poly Construction, TDM Pipe and Steel, Brandy Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Beetle Trader, Boosty Waterwell Service, Private Financial, La Morella's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Congenera Tile, and Brenham National Bank. The final score, Washington County 15 to Lee County 1. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.